From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The United Nations Security Council is meeting Thursday afternoon to discuss Syria's besieged eastern Ghouta, but no vote has yet been set on a resolution calling for a 30-day humanitarian pause. Diplomats say negotiations have been difficult, with Russia expressing concerns about it. The U.S. supports a ceasefire measure. The resolution also calls for access for U.N. humanitarian aid convoys and emergency medical evacuations on a weekly basis. The UN envoy for Syria is decrying the upsurge in violence in the country, expressing concerns that eastern Ghouta region near Damascus could fall victim to widespread bloodshed.
In an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in eastern Ghouta, where civilians are suffering,
Stefan de Mistura says world powers are not doing enough to halt the violence there. U.S. President Donald Trump refined his gun control views Thursday, saying he wants only the most trained 20% to 40% of teachers to carry concealed weapons to thwart school massacres.
These are experts. These would be people that actually would want them. And it would be a small percentage, but it would be a lot of people. And once you do this, you will have a situation where all of a sudden this horrible plague will stop.
Trump said he will be strongly pushing comprehensive background checks of gun buyers, raising the age to buy assault rifles from 18 to 21, and ending the sale of bump stocks to increase the firepower of some weapons. This is VOA News. The International Atomic Energy Agency reports Thursday that Iran is continuing to comply with the 2015 international accord that curbs Tehran's nuclear weapons development. The report concludes that Iran is honoring key aspects of the deal that the United States, China, Russia, France, Germany, Britain, and the European Union reached with Iran in exchange for lifting the sanctions. Trump has threatened to pull out of the U.S. out of the agreement, criticizing what he says are disastrous flaws in the agreement. A U.S. airstrike against the al-Shabaab militants in Somalia killed four members of the al-Qaeda-linked Islamist insurgency group. The strike, which took place on Wednesday near the town of Jamai, was coordinated with the Somali's government, and the U.S. Africa Command said it did not access any civilians that had been killed in the strike. Kenya's High Court on Thursday began hearing arguments in a case that challenges parts of the penal code seen as targeting the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. The National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission argues that sections of the code are in breach of the Constitution. The commission's executive director, Eric Guitari.
Homosexuality, which we are challenging today, is consensual same-sex intimacy, which is criminalized in our law. And our argument is that it's unconstitutional, it encourages discrimination, and violates the rights of human beings in Kenya.
Many countries across Africa have laws against homosexuality. The United Nations Refugee Agency says protests by Congolese refugees in Rwanda have turned violent with several people injured, and that police have fired into the air to disperse them. Jeff Custer has more details. He says that tensions are high over cuts.
Tensions are high over cuts in food rations. UN official Daniela Ionita says refugees refuse to return to Gazebo camp in western Rwanda, despite pleas from government officials. The demonstrations demanding better living conditions or relocation began Tuesday. Rwanda hosts over 17,000 refugees from Congo. Most are women and children.
That was Jeff Custer. And from Washington, I'm Ann Ball, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.